about the path that we choose. Your wisdom has built this house now. Integrity will bring your pride out. If you know how to pray the situation out, prayer is the answer. There is no folks together for some church, y'all. Some good music and prayer service won't hurt y'all. Even if you don't believe in the preacher, it's bound to be a few things he can teach you.
Yeah! Welcome, everyone, to Blog Talk USA. We are so happy to be here with you on this Wednesday night for our first of our primetime shows that come on each and every Wednesday night. We kick the night off with Pastor A.F. Riggins, Real People, Real Life, Real Answers, and that is followed by Darrell Gardner's Horsemanship. So let me tell everyone how you can always find us, and then we'll get started with our programming for tonight. The number to call to listen live by phone to all of our live episodes is 515-605-9375. Again, that's 515-605-9375. You can also find us at our 24-hour network, blogtalkusa.com. You can find us at our Blog Talk Radio channel, blogtalkradio.com/blogtalkusa. You can find us on the TuneIn app, on iTunes, and on Stitcher Radio. Just type Blog Talk USA into the search bar. And for tonight's program, the Wednesday night program hosted by Pastor A.F. Riggins, you may live stream on Pastor Riggins' public Facebook page. It's A-Q-U-I-L-A Riggins, R-I-G-G-I-N-S, unless it was two L's. And if it was, I apologize.
No, it's one L. Because
one L, okay. Thank you.
One L, two L's is a girl's name.
Got it. Okay, one L,
yeah.
A-Q-U-I-L-A. Fernell, F as in Frank, E-R-N-E-L, one L on that?
Yes.
One
Everything
L on
one
that.
L.
Got it.
Everything
Riggins, R-I-G-G. I walked away from the computer, so I'm not looking at it. Pardon me. R-I-G-G-I-N-S. So remember, for Real People, Real Life, Real Answers on Wednesday nights, an available option to you is going to that public Facebook page and watching the live stream. And now, I think that's it for our housekeeping. Oh, please do go to our Facebook page as well, Blog Talk USA, and like and share our page. And once you do that, if you'd like, we will add you to our Facebook community. And we thank you, however it is you find us. We appreciate that you do. And now, without any further delay, we have your host, Pastor A.F. Riggins, who is the pastor of Real Life Church out of Houston, Texas, asking you to come and visit. If you are in Houston, Texas on a Sunday morning at around 10, please come and have worship service with Pastor A.F. Riggins at Real Life Church in Houston, Texas. Okay, Pastor, welcome.
How are you doing, Ms. Peebles?
Doing well, thank you. How are you?
Pretty good. I'm late in putting in all my texts, so you might not have a lot of callers in yet, so I'm going to kind of stall a little bit while I'm sending out more texts to people.
I have some commercials I can play.
It's a long day. No, well, we have some callers on already.
They are starting to call in.
Yeah, right. That's what I thought. So trying to get them in. You'll play one commercial and then we'll come back.
Sure thing.
Play one commercial.
Yes, we will be back. Give me one moment. And again, let me give everyone that phone number if you're listening online, 515-605-9375. And we will be right back.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-561-2351, 800-561-2351, 800-561-2351. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Yes, I'm back.
We are ready.
Yes, Pastor A.F. Riggins. We're so glad to have you on tonight. So glad to be part of USA. I want to thank Mr. Ron Spikes for the platform. Thank you, Ms. Pigos, for being our producer and engineer. Thank you, Mr. Baron Glass, for being the creator of the show. Thank you, audience, for those who called in so far and those who will be calling in, for allowing us to come into your place and teach the Word of God into your space and into your time to teach the Word of God. Let's pray. Father, we love you. We give you praise and give you honor for your worthy, for the rising of the sun, to the going down of the same. Your name is worthy to be praised. Now, we ask you to make this word real for us tonight. Let it be a word with election. Let it be relevant. Let it be a rhema word. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Lord, without you, we can do nothing. With you, we can do all things but fail. So, Lord, we know that you are able to change us. You change us, you can change our situation. We can change our situation. You change us, you can make a revolution begin in us, a radical new beginning. Because everything is new in you. Your word is the incorruptible seed. Whether we live without it, we die. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And so tonight, we continue our worship experience. Tonight, I want to talk about the worship process. Everything in life has a process. Nothing just happens on its own without a sowing and a reaping, or a beginning and an ending. And I'm about to go live on Facebook, and we'll go live and go there. The worship process we're talking about tonight. The worship process. Everything in life has a process, or has a beginning and ending to it. There's nothing that just happens without someone doing sowing or reaping or an investment. So it must be a process in what we're doing, a process even in worship. So go with me to James, the fourth chapter. We're glad to be on Facebook Live, and we have a little weak connection. It's telling me weak connection, but I think we're getting through. James, the fourth chapter, as we talk about the worship process. James, the fourth chapter. I'm going to James 4. James, the fourth chapter. Eighth verse. Draw close to God, and he will draw close to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Let me say this again. James 4. 8 through 10, the worship process. Draw close to God, and he will draw close to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. The writer, James, here plainly lets us know that in the worship process, We've got to get close to God. A lot of times in our lives, we're trying to get close to everyone but God and everything but God. Someone's trying to get close to their honey. Nothing wrong with that, as long as the honey is not in front of God. Someone's trying to get close to their money. Someone's trying to get close to a position, a power. Someone's trying to get close to their promotion. Someone's trying to get close to friends and influence. But James says, draw close to God. And the good thing about it, while you're drawing close to God, he will draw close to you. You'll find out that as you're coming closer to God, God was coming to you all the time. I want you to tell your neighbor, say, God is coming to me all the time. I'm drawing closer to God. God's coming closer to me. But then James says, listen, he says, cleanse your hands, you sinners. Before you turn off Facebook Live, before you hang up the phone on me, I want you to recognize that we all have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. And the Bible says that we are saved by grace through faith and not of any works. Yes, we should both. And all have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. All our own righteousness is filthy rags. So watch this. So James says, listen, right into the church, not right into the world. Right into the church, James, the 4th chapter, and 8th verse. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Pierce your hearts, you double-minded. What do you mean, Pastor? Because a lot of times we find ourselves not committing sins, but having sins of omission. Pastor, I don't do anything that's wrong. Watch this. Remember the rich young ruler came to Jesus and kept the law all of his life? Jesus says, you've done one thing. You've done all things well, but do one thing. Tell all you have, give to the poor, and come follow me. He didn't want to do it. He omitted. He didn't commit, he omitted. A lot of times we're omitting to do what God told us to do. We're not praising him enough. We're not worshiping him enough. We're not praying enough. We're not seeking his face enough. We're not fasting enough. We're not witnessing enough. We're not giving enough. We're not going enough. So because of that, we're falling short of his glory. Come on. And it says, cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. What do you mean, Pastor? Some of us, our minds are going more ways than one. Where our mind is on God, while our mind is on ourselves. Our mind is on God, while our mind is on trying to get somewhere we want to get to in life that's maybe not pleasing to God. Our mind is on God, while our mind is on the world. Our mind is on God, while our mind is on lust. Our mind is on God, while our mind is on the love of money. Our mind is on God, while our mind is on greed. Our mind is on God, while our mind is on unforgiveness of somebody else. So we're double-minded. In James, the 1st chapter, it says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. When James, the 4th chapter, 8th verse, but James, the 1st chapter, says a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. So guess what? He says, draw close to God, he will draw close to you. The closer you get to God, you'll find out you're so far away from him. But while you're drawing close to God, God's like a magnet. He's drawing close to you. Draw me nearer. I'm going back to the old hymn. Nearer, precious Lord, to thy precious leading side. Draw me nearer. Nearer, precious Lord. Draw me nearer. I just want to be so close to you. I just want to be near you. I need you. I want to be, and as you're getting close to God, and guess what? You'll find out God's getting close to you. And as you cleanse your hands and purify our hearts, David said in Psalm 51st chapter, come on, create in me a clean heart, O Lord. Renew a right spirit in me. Clean me with hiss. Come on. That was like a bleach. Don't say, I need to be cleansed. By the word of God, cleansed by the washing of the word, cleansed by the blood of Jesus, drawing closer to God while he's drawing closer to me. Purifying my heart because I'm double-minded. Until you realize, till we realize that we're falling short of his glory, we ever won't grow. Till we realize that our minds got to become of a single mind, come on, we won't ever get to where we need to be. So James says, draw close to God, he'll draw close to you. Cleanse your hands, purify your heart. Because I got to have a pure heart. I can't do it on my own. But if I take the word of God is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The word of God will cleanse me. Watch this. Paul said, what's your process? The reason why a lot of us are going through things in our life is because God's got to allow us to become afflicted. I know we don't like to hear this. Because all we think about is once I'm born again, where's my blessing at? Once I'm born again, when can I get to the next level? Once I'm born again, where's my promotion? Once I'm born again, I'm waiting on heaven. No, sir. Because life is full of trouble. Because life itself is a process. You've got to learn the worship process. And the worship process is this. In James, the 4th chapter, 9th verse. Be afflicted and mourn. The reason why we lose things in our life, because God says, I got to allow you to become afflicted and mourn. The reason why some of us have hurts and pains and trials and tribulations and heartaches and we have disappointments, and because we got to become afflicted and mourn. I know we don't like it. But God says, if you allow yourself to go through the worship process, he says, you'll be afflicted and mourn and weep and let your laughter be turned to mourning. What do you mean, Pastor? Is God trying to take me out? No, sir. No, ma'am. Is God trying to do me in? No, sir. No, ma'am. What God wants you to do, God wants to become sincere. Too many people are insincere about our relationship with God. We call it a worship experience on Sunday morning, but it's entertainment. Come on, say insincere. We get together for an event and a meeting on Sunday and on Wednesday night. But what about Monday afternoon? What about Tuesday evening? What about Thursday? Come on, 4 days in the morning. Are we in tune with the Spirit of God? So the worship process is this. We've got to become afflicted and mourn and be let our laughter be turned into mourning and weep. Come on, say, we got to understand that God wants a sincere, contrite spirit. Come on, say, broken all the way down. Until I'm broken, I can't get blessed. Until I'm broken, good God Almighty, until I'm broken, God can't get my attention. Until I'm broken, I really don't know how to worship. And so some of us, we go through the process for days. Some of us going through the process for weeks. Some of us going through the process for months. And excuse me if I may make you get upset, but some of us going through the process for years, because until we're broken all the way down to worship God and know who he is and get out of ourselves and get into who he is, till we get out of our own high-mindedness and all of our own egos and get into the humbleness of submitting to God, we're really not worshiping God. We're doing lip service. The Bible says in the Old Testament, we worship with our lips, but our hearts are far from it. Our good God Almighty says, be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, your joy to heaviness. Don't say, I'm heavy. You ought to have, there ought to be a burden upon you. Not that God is trying to weigh you down, but God says, wait a minute, if you take my burden, my yoke is easy, my burden is light, Jesus says in Matthew the 11th chapter. Come on. But at the same time, watch this, you've got to say, wait a minute, I'm willing to submit under the burden of saying, God, if it's not you, I can't do it. If it's not your, if you're not pleased in who I am, I won't go another farther, as old folks say. If I can't give you my all, I'll stop right here until I get it right, good God Almighty. Let's be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Come on, say, humble yourselves. So I've got to humble myself in the sight of God. Lord, I surrender. Lord, I lay it all down. I give myself away. God, I give myself away. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself away. God, take my plans. Take my life. I surrender to you under your mighty hand. I humble myself in the sight of God. If I humble myself, God will lift me up. Because if man push me up, man, or take me down. If I put myself up, I only can stand up so long, I'm going to fall flat on my face. But if I humble myself, we don't preach like this no more. All we try to do is get a shortcut to the blessing. Try to get a quick, come on, fix. Come on, say, oh, good God Almighty. But if I humble myself, good God Almighty, under the mighty hand of God, he will lift me up. He will lift me up. I'm going to go to part two by your Facebook Live. If you're watching right now, we're having a connection problem. So since we have a connection problem, I want you to come right back to me. I'm going to part two. I'm going to finish part one. James, 4th chapter, verses 8 through 10, the worship process, part one. We'll come right back. On Facebook, now on Blog Talk Radio, we're going to Isaiah the 61st chapter. Isaiah 61. Isaiah 61. We're going to Isaiah 61. Isaiah 61. With me. Isaiah 61. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Isaiah 61. We're going to still deal with this worship process. Isaiah 61. The worship process. How many of you say, Lord, I surrender. Tonight, I give it up. I don't want to do it my way. I want to do it God's way. Who's willing to say that? I want to do it God's way. I want to do it God's way. Isaiah 61. Y'all ready for me? The worship process, Isaiah 61. Watch this. Isaiah 61. How many of you understand that it says in James, the fourth chapter, this is the worship process, part two, on Facebook Live. James, the fourth chapter, says this, in 8 verses. It says, let your laughter be turned into mourning. Weep, mourn. Let your joy be turned into mourning. And then it says, humble yourselves with the mighty hand of God. And in due time, he will lift you up. So surrender everything to God. Give up everything. Lay it all down at his feet. Give up our ideals. Give up our egos. Give up our high-mindedness. Give up who we are to know who Christ is. I'm humbling myself, right? But Isaiah 61 shows us the second part of the process. Can I help? First verse, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he's anointed me to preach good news to the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, became liberty to the captives, to open the prison of them abound, became the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God to comfort all that mourn. So, Pastor, are you going to leave me in mourning? No, sir. So, Isaiah 61 says this, when Christ got up and preached this in Luke, the fourth chapter. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, is anointed me to preach good news to those who are broken, to the poor and the meek. Sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, to open the prison to those that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord's favor. When I am willing to be broken all the way down in the worship process, I obtain favor from God. Merited favor, undeserved favor. It's the year of the Lord's favor. See, there's a method to how God blesses. God just don't bless you out of nowhere. God blesses those who are committed to seeking his face. God blesses those who are willing to surrender who they are to know who he is. And that whole process is called worship. Worship is not just singing a song. Worship is just not like getting together with other believers to read a scripture or to hold hands and pray. Worship is a lifestyle, is a way of living. And in that way of living, out of James, the fourth chapter, in part one, we found out that you surrender yourself. You begin to mourn and weep. Your laughter is turning to mourning. And you humble yourself. But in Isaiah 61 says this, while you're mourning, God's going to comfort me. See, God's not going to leave you alone as he breaks you, as you've been broken all the way down. That's why a lot of us going through problems, situations, circumstances, God allows us to be broken all the way down, but yet we still are here. We're still standing, still surviving, still moving forward, because God comforts you in your mourning. Good God Almighty. God favors us in the process. Because say, God will give me favor. Say, God has given me favor. Say, God has given me favor. To comfort all that mourn, Isaiah 61 and 3. To point unto them that mourn in Zion, to give to them beauty for ashes. Good God Almighty. See, in the old covenant, when they were decided to become humble and decided to mourn,
They would go into sackcloth and ashes. What do you mean, Pastor? They take off all their clothes, put on some old sackcloth, some old raggedy sacks, and they get in the ashes and say, God, here I am, surrendering. Well, in the new covenant, we can't run around with sackcloth and ashes. But guess what? You get into a process in which you surrender. You're naked and bare before God. God, here are my issues. Here are my problems. Here is my ego. Here's who I am. I surrender to you. And in that process, God will give you beauty for your ashes. God will give you hope for your shame. God will give you hope for your fear. God will give you glory for your shame. God will give you faith for your doubting. God will give you healing for your sickness. God will give you joy for your mourning. But you have to understand that you got to go through the process of worshiping God so there'll be beauty for your ashes. I'm going to say beauty. That's why a lot of times look at folk as anointed. And look at folk that God is using. And look how folk are blessed in so many ways. Sometimes they're blessed in their bodies, or blessed materialistically, or blessed with their relationships. And you want to be and who and have what they have, but you don't know what they went through. You don't know the process they went through to get to where they got. You don't know the process what they went through to be who they are. You don't know the process they went through, come on, to get to the next level. Because you got to have ashes. You got to have ashes before you have beauty. But God will take your beauty. Good God Almighty. And give you beauty for your ashes. And the oil of joy for mourning. So the oil of joy is for my mourning. Hey, Pastor, the tears are dripping. Pastor, I'm in pain. Pastor, I'm mourning because I got the oil of joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I might not be smiling. I might not be laughing, but I got the oil of joy. The anointing is coming on me. I'm paying the price. Come on, for the next level. And God will give me all of joy because I'm learning how to worship God. Worship, the process of worship is being broken all the way down. And say, it's no more I but Christ. It's no more me but the God in me. It's no more self but the Spirit of God. And in that process, I'll have ashes. But God will give me the oil of joy for my mourning and beauty for my ashes. Hey, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Remember he said over in James the 4th chapter, he says you need to take off the laughter and submit to heaviness. Take on the burden of God. But guess what? When I take on that burden of God, he's going to give me the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Because this praise is for you, God. This praise is for the process. This praise is because I know the blessings on the way. This praise is because I trust you. This praise is because I believe in you. This praise is because I'm learning how to worship. I praise you in the midst of my struggle. I praise you in the midst of my trouble. When I'm praising God like that, I learn how to worship God. I surrender. I deny myself. I give it all away to him because I'm learning how to take off the spirit of heaviness and put on the garment of praise. Good God Almighty. So even though I'm going through, you catch me, and you ain't going to catch me crying about it. You ain't going to catch me fussing about it. You're not going to catch me arguing about it. You're not going to catch me, come on, worrying about it. You're not going to catch me bad-mouthing God and complain about it. But you're going to find out there's praise. There's a praise on the inside. I can't keep it to myself. Hallelujah. Glory. You're going to hear me because I'm learning how to worship God in the process. I'm learning how to worship God. I'm going to say I worship him. In the process. I'm worshiping him. In the process, that you may be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, and be made be glorified. When God plants you, come on, because there's a seed. There's a seed in this thing. When God plants you, nobody can move you. When God plants you, that's why the psalmist said, I shall not be moved like the tree is planted by the rivers of water. I shall not. Be moved, because why? I've learned it. Listen, I've been through the storm. I've been through the rain. I've been through hurt. I've been through pain. I've been through the process, and I learned how to worship God. He's given me beauty for my ashes, the oil of joy for my mourning. He's given me the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, because I've learned how to worship. I've learned the process. I'm going through the process. Now, James the 4th chapter says, wait a minute. Let your mourning weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning, your joy into heaviness. Humble yourselves in the mighty hand of God. He will lift you up in due time. Now, what we were doing in the process, we going through the lifting up. I'm going to say he's lifting me up. I'm going to say he's lifting me up. As I worship God, say he's lifting me up. I'm in Isaiah 61 now. So James 4 says, let your laughter be turned in the morning, weep. Let your joy be turned into heaviness. Humble yourselves in the mighty hand of God, who lifts you in due time. And by the time we get to Isaiah 61, we find out that the promise is this: the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, is anointed me to preach the good news to those in the morning that are meek. Come on, he's sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. Come on, set at liberty those that are bruised. Come on, comfort all those who mourn in Zion. Come on, set at liberty, set those in prison, set them free. And this is a day of the Lord's favor. So the day of the Lord's favor. And he's given me what? Beauty for my ashes. That's just sticking right there in my spirit, and I can't take it out of my spirit. Somebody needed to understand that God's giving you beauty for your ashes. It don't look good. So it don't look good. Say it's ugly right now, but God's going to give you beauty for your ashes. Thank God Almighty. My situation is ugly. It's tore up when I flow up. Come on. I've been going through. I've been crying. I've been weeping. I've been having struggles and pain. The devil been going around and around trying to tell me that God don't love me, but tell me he's going to give me beauty for my ashes. I've been going through this process of worshiping God, so God can break me all the way down and get to my next level. I've got beauty till I'm broken. I can't be blessed. And I've got beauty for my ashes. The oil of joy for my mourning. Say, there's some anointing in this thing. Say, the anointing is coming. The oil of joy. Good God Almighty. I'm flowing. My cup running over. Because why? I've been mourning, but now my tears are no longer tears of sorrow, no longer tears of grief, no longer tears of worry, but my tears are tears of joy and all of joy. And the God would have prayed. Hey, that's somebody says a breakthrough coming. Say a breakthrough's on the way. Hey, say a breakthrough's here. A breakthrough. Because I'm learning the process of worship. God has been giving me sometimes when we teach a topic, go from the back of the Bible to the front. In other words, I started in James, the 4th chapter. I'm now in Isaiah 61. Can I stop by some? Can I stop by some and 30 before I let you go? Go to the process of worship. See, we hear the word worship all the time. We think it's an event, but worship is not an event. It's not getting together on Sunday morning. We call it worship service, but that's not really worship. Worship is a way of life. And it's a process of this thing. It's not just about you just getting something from God. It's giving to God. Worship is when I give to God. I give my heart. I give my mind. I give my life. I give my attitude. I give my habits. I give my money. I give my time. I give all I am to God. And in that process, I'm broken all the way down so that God can bring me all the way back up. In his way. So it's a process. Look at Psalm 30. And I'm going to get out your hair. I'm going to get away from you. Psalm 30. I'm going to leave you alone. Psalm 30. Can I help you? Hey! Good God Almighty. Psalm 30. Watch this. Psalm 30 and verse 5. For his anger endured for the moment. His favor is for life. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity, I said I should never be moved. Lord, by your favor, you have made my mountains stand strong. You did not hide your face, and I was troubled. I cried out unto the Lord, and to the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down into the pit? Shall the dust praise you? Shall declare your truth? Hear, O Lord, have mercy upon the Lord, and be you my, and Lord, be my helper. Thou, you have turned for me my mourning into dancing. And you've taken off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. To the end, my glory may be seen. Praise you and not be silent. Oh, Lord, my God, I will give thanks to you. Boy, I'm sitting down with this thing trying to go Facebook Live, but I want to shout. I wish I had what you call a selfish ticket or something. You stand up and they can just let the camera watch me while I get my praise on. But can I teach you for a little bit and get out your way? He says, anger is but for a moment. Do you understand that when we're dealing with God, when James says in James the 4th chapter, cleanse your hands, your sinners, and purify your hearts, your double-minded, God doesn't like sin. And God will be angry with the sin, beloved sinner. But guess what? God's anger is for a moment. But his favor is for a lifetime. Because God's favor is for a lifetime. I wouldn't serve a God that wouldn't favor me. There ain't no sense of living in a troubled world. Trouble all around us. Sin, death, disease, sickness, injustice, and not have a God that will give me favor. Good God Almighty, because I wouldn't serve a dead God. I need to serve a living God. Because in my worship process, because it's my favor for a lifetime. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Because I've been crying. Night's been upon me. I've been going through it. I can't see my way, but joy coming. Good God Almighty. In the morning, and in my prosperity, because that God's about to prosper me. Not just financially. See, you hear the word prosperity. Folks have misused that word to think it just means money in the bank. No, prosperity means success. Because if I success, in my success, I should never be moved. Because God's going to take my mess and turn it to success. God's going to take my trouble and turn it to a triumph. God's going to take whatever I'm going through and it will prosper me, and I should never be moved. Why? Because I've learned how to worship God through the nights. I've learned how to worship God through the struggle. I've learned how to worship God through the process. And so Psalm 30 and verse 6 says, in my prosperity, I said I should never move. God, by your favor, you have made my mountain to stand strong. How many know God's going to set you on a mountain? He's going to stand strong. Even when you was in trouble, God didn't hide his face. That's why we worship God when you're in trouble, because God's not going to hide his face. Because when I'm worshiping God, I'm seeking the face of God. I'm not seeking God's hand. I'm not seeking something from God. I'm seeking his presence. And I'm seeking his face, and God won't hide his face from you. God says, I want you to see me. In the midst of your trouble, can you see me? In the midst of your pain, can you see me? When you humble yourselves under my mighty hand, can you see me? He said, God didn't hide his face. And I made my supplication. I submitted myself to God. Don't say worship means I submit. So I surrender all. All to Jesus, as him says, I surrender. Lord, I submit myself. Because you know what the Psalm of David said right here? It says, God, what profit is me if I go down to the pit? God, what's good if I die now? He says, the pit, the dust can't say nothing, declare your glory. But Lord, let me declare. Let me declare your truth. Lord, let me declare your truth. Let me declare your truth. Hear, O God, have mercy on me. Lord, be my helper. You have turned my mourning into death, and you have taken off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. To the end of my glory may sing praise to you and not be silent. Lord, I give thanks to you forever. Because he turned my mourning, good God Almighty, my mourning. I remember, we got to go back. You got to look at part one. If you just start watching, we did part one about 20 minutes ago. In part one, James, the 4th chapter, says we got to begin to mourn and weep. And take our joy and make it heavy. Surrender unto God. That's worshiping. And give up ourselves and humble ourselves. But guess what the payoff is? He'll turn your mourning into dancing. He'll give you joy for your sorrow. He'll give you hope for tomorrow. You don't hear me? God will be your help, your present help. He'll bless you out of your mind. But it's the process of worship. Now watch this. At every level, you got to start all over again. I'm going to teach you right. See, you say, Pastor, I've been worshiping God along the way for 5 years. I've been worshiping God along the way. I've been worshiping God along the way for 10 years. But why is this important? Because every time you get to a new level of understanding God, a new level of commitment, God will touch you and say, wait a minute, I need you to surrender some more. You've got close to me, but you're not close enough. See, James 4 and 8 says, draw close to God, he'll draw close to you. The closer you get to God, my dad used to say, you'll find out how far you're away from him. So you start all over again. Say, Lord, I surrender. It's season. I say season. But in every season, you go, in every season, you're getting closer. You're worshiping. God, I'm going through another season of surrender. I'm fasting. I'm turning down the plate. Lord, I'm going through another season of surrender. I'm praying more. I'm seeking your face. Lord, I understand the trouble that showed up in my life. It's because you want me to, you want to get my attention. God, I'm going to sackcloth and ashes. I'm surrendering. I give it up. I mourn. I get up. What is it you need to take out of me to change me? What is it about my attitude that needs to become different? What is it about my outlook and what I'm trying to go for that you want, that you don't like? Lord, what is it in me? Let me cleanse my hands because I'm sinning. Let me purify my heart. I'm double-minded. Come on, I'm in the Word. I'm in the Word, James 4, 8 through 10. And Lord, I offer myself in your mighty hand. And as you begin to do that, guess what? Isaiah 61 will show up. God says, wait a minute. I'm anointed to heal your brokenhearted. Hey, God says, I'm anointed to set the captive free. I'm anointed to give you the year of the Lord's favor. And I'm about to do what? I'm about to give you beauty for your ashes. Hey, I'm about to give you the oil of joy for your mourning. Change your situation. And in that process, go to the worship process, all of a sudden, weeping man do it for the night. But say, my mourning is here. Say, joy comes in the morning. Hey, come on, say, God's been angry for a moment. Angry for a moment, but his favor, come on, it's for a lifetime. Good God Almighty. And all of a sudden, he turned my mourning into dancing. And I'm going to praise God. I'm going to praise him till somebody hear me. I'm going to praise him till somebody else get blessed. I'm blessed to be a blessing because he broke me all the way down to take me to another level. Do we understand that? The worship process? The reason why a lot of us have never got any farther in our relationship with God, or ever got any better where we were before, is because we don't go through the process over and over again. We're still living off the prosperity and success of 10 years ago. And God says your success is holding you back from the next blessing. You got to say, Lord, I surrender. I put it at your feet. I'm going for broke again. I'm not satisfied. I want to draw closer to you as you draw closer to me. I'm going back into the process. Good God Almighty. I want to go to another level. Do we understand the worship process? Too many believers want to give me, give me, give me. God, give me, give me, God, give me. Too many believers got our hands outreach for God to give us something. But we're seeking the hand of God and not the face of God. And we don't understand the worship process. We try to make worship an event that happens on Sunday morning or at a gospel concert or during a sermon or on Wednesday night. No, the worship is a way of living. And I want to go through the worship process. I choose to worship. I choose to worship. You're listening live on Blog Talk USA. We're about to play that song. I want you to mute my line as I pray on Facebook Live. I choose to worship. I choose to worship. Worship has to be a choice.
I choose to worship. With worship. I know sometimes it gets bad. I just can't lay here and give up. I choose to worship. Oh, yes, I do.
I choose to worship.
I've already made up my mind. I can't give up. No, no, no. Come on, put those hands in the air and just say it with me. Come on. I choose to worship you, Lord. I choose to worship right here in the midst of everything that I'm going through, God. Tears running down my face. Don't know where to go, don't know, have nobody to talk to, but I made up my mind I'm going to worship you in spirit and in truth. I bless your name. I glorify you right now. I'm desperate for your presence, God. I'm coming after you. I'm a living witness. He'll heal you. Yes, he will.
He's healing me. I'm going to worship.
Come on, I need everybody in here to help me do it right now. Come on. He's healing me.
He's healing me. I'm going to worship.
Come on, I need you to lift yourself up out of that mess that you're in right now. Come on. Some of you have been down so long. Come on, make up your mind right now. I can't lay here and die. I got to seek after him. I hear his voice calling me right now. He's healing me. I'm coming to you broken tonight. I'm coming to you wounded tonight. I'm coming to you right now. I need your presence in my life. I'm going to worship. Yes, I am. He's healing me.
I'm going to worship.
Oh, he's healing. In here tonight. Come on. Come on. It's got a made up mind. Come on to bless the Lord at all times. In the midst of every test, every trial, I've made up my mind that I will bless the Lord at all times. I'm going to worship. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm going to worship. Yes, I am.
I choose to worship. You have a sound of my voice tonight. You're listening to Blog Talk USA. Just pray on Facebook Live, and we want to pray again. But I want to pray in agreement with someone. Don't be afraid to say I'm area code 713-346-832-281-337-318-504-225-512. I don't know where you're at. But just say, listen, Pastor, I'm going to stand in agreement with this word that I want to go through the process of worship to get to my next level. Who wants prayer on me tonight? Who wants prayer? Father, we thank you. We love you. We choose to worship. We choose to worship. Your word says, Father, that we should mourn and weep, that our laughter be turned into mourning and our joy into heaviness. We submit under the mighty hand of God. We choose to worship. Lord God, we humble ourselves because we, Lord, want to deny ourselves. We cleanse our hands as sinners. We purify our hearts, stubborn-minded people.
We choose to worship. Father, we thank you, Lord, as we surrender. Your word says in Isaiah 61 that you'll see us brokenhearted, and you got good news for those that are meek, and you come to bind up the brokenhearted and set the liberty to those that are bruised and set the captive free, proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Lord, we need your favor right now in the name of Jesus. Hey, God, and give us beauty for our ashes. We bring our brokenness. We bring our burnt up tore selves. We bring our ashes. You give us beauty for our ashes and the oil of joy for our mourning. We need the oil of joy and the gladness that you bring in our life, and take off the spirit of heaviness, good God Almighty, and give us a glory of praise. Find in Psalm 30, you said you're angry for a moment. You're angry. You're angry when we sin. You're angry, Father, when we miss your mark. We're angry when we fall short of your glory, but it's for a moment. Your favor is for a lifetime. Thank you for a lifetime of favor. And we may be doing it for a night, but Lord, we see joy coming. God, a lot. Good God. Joy is coming in the morning. Joy is coming in the morning. Joy is coming in the morning. Because joy is coming in the morning. You said in your word, Father, that we will prosper. Our mountain won't be moved. We'll be planted like trees. And you said, Father, good God Almighty, that you turn our morning into dance. That we will be glad and proclaim the praises of you. We praise you right now. We praise you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to another level. And we go to process all over again. Teach us how to worship you. Not for an event. Not, Lord God, for a sermon or a song or a concert. We worship you in a way of living. We surrender to you. Someone on the sound of my voice don't know Jesus, your Savior. Live or archive. Say, I thank you, Jesus, for dying for my sins. I believe that God raised you from the dead. I ask you to become Lord of my life. Save me from myself and from sin. Teach me how to worship you. You might be a believer since you were 8, 18, 28, 10 years, 20 years, but you say, Pastor, I want to learn how to worship God ongoing in the process. Lord, I surrender. I worship you. I give myself away. I deny myself. I let go of my ego. My plans and my will, I surrender. Teach me how to worship. And bring me to the next level. Because in my brokenness, good God Almighty, you'll bless me. In my brokenness, good God Almighty, you'll heal me. Just take me to another level in you as I learn to worship. May God bless you. Our prayers, Pastor A.F. Riggins. Come on every Wednesday night as often as we can. Real people, real life, real lambs, to teach the word of God. Thank you, Ms. Pigos, for being our producer and engineer. Run Spikes for this platform, the Baron Glass of the Creator Show. Thank you, callers, for calling in and getting the word and receiving the blessing God has for you. That God blesses our prayer. This power in the name of Jesus break every chain. Amen.
Oh! Come on, use your key, use your key.
chain, break every chain, break every chain. Oh, break every chain, to break every chain, break every chain.
That's it, there is power.
There is power.
Come on. Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power.
We know where it is to break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, say it.
Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There's an